Hey, everybody, welcome to a special edition of Access Podcast. I am your host, Maddie Stout, and this week we're going to do something a little bit different. It's podcast week on iHeartRadio, and I want to answer some questions people have about podcasting. I get them all the time. I think those of us that are in the business assume everybody knows about podcasts, and not everybody does. So in this episode, I hope to tell you what a podcast is, also some ways to get started to listening to podcasts, some great podcasts to listen to, and I've invited producer Z in.
Hello.
And Z's going to ask a few questions to me about podcasting and about me and why I'm in this world, why podcasting means so much to me. Z, I'm going to turn the mic over to you, and I'll let you ask the questions. I am in the hot seat this week.
I'm ready.
And I'm anxious to see what kind of questions you put together as a host. Welcome.
You want to do a little
intro for yourself?
Sure. Hi, I'm Zayanya DeElvis. I am a content producer here at iHeartMedia, and I'm a legal midget. There you go.
What do you mean you're a legal midget?
I'm 4'10".
Are you really that? I guess I haven't noticed.
Yeah. I guess a lot of people say that, but I'm very short.
You are short.
I like it.
If you want to see what Z looks like, go to our Facebook page. We put pictures up.
Halloween thing.
Oh, yeah. We have that up. We'll have to put something else up, too. Anyway, I'm happy to be on your show today, Z. So
I'm excited.
What do you want to ask me about podcasting?
So because I know you started off in radio and you did radio for so long, but then you made this transition, what is your history with podcasting?
So I, again, started radio when I was 16 and, you know, kind of worked my way through all these small markets doing country and classic rock, and I ended up doing talk radio. In D.C. at WJFK. I was a G. Gordon Liddy's producer. And then I moved up to New York, and we had FM Talk Station there, worked with Opie and Anthony and Don and Mike. And if you're a radio geek, you probably know some of those shows. Finally ending up here in San Francisco, and I had a FM Talk show here at Alice Radio. So I love talk radio. And 10 years ago, I saw that radio was changing in a lot of ways. In fact, it was so funny. Yesterday, I listened to an old show from 10 years ago that we did at WNEW, and I listened to it, and I thought, none of this could go on the air today. None of it.
Just in terms of content?
Content.
Or what they
were talking
about?
Content, right. Stuff. You know, it's too blue. Mm. So I wanted to do more. And you know, and I've been radio my whole life. And I really just decided I needed to learn another skill. And there was this new startup that I didn't really understand what a startup was. I didn't understand the business model. I didn't understand anything other than the fact that it involved talk radio, as far as I knew, and I'd be able on the ground floor of something. So the company was called Stitcher, and there were four of us, and I left radio, and everybody kind of said that was crazy, you know, to leave radio, especially a very successful show. But I thought it was the right move at the time, and be honest with you, it's not like I had like some epiphany and said, oh my God, the future of everything is podcasting. I wasn't sure about the medium either.
You took that risk.
Yeah, I took the risk because I liked doing talk, and I felt like this is a medium where we could do any kind of talk radio we wanted. So when I got to Stitcher, I got into the world of podcasting. And to be honest with you, 10 years ago, you know, we thought that the podcast breakout was maybe 2 or 3 or 4 years away.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't happen that quickly. It took a while.
10 years. I feel like now is the biggest boom I've ever seen of podcasting.
It is. This is the golden age for us right now. There's money being invested in podcast companies. And the reason is there's just good quality content out that we didn't have 10 years ago. I mean, back then, most podcasts were, as I like to say it, you know, two guys telling dick jokes for an hour and a half,
right.
and not produced well. You know, the good podcasts that were out were radio shows. They were NPR shows that were being put out as podcasts. I mean, there were good podcasts back then, but it just wasn't like today where you have so much good content out there and so, so many ways to listen.
So I guess going back to basics, what is a podcast? For people that don't know.
Well, a podcast is simply, and by the way, if you don't know what one is and you found this one, congratulations.
Woo!
You might have found, because what we do is we tweet these out and you might be listening to it on player. So basically what a podcast is recorded audio that is sent out to various distribution platforms via an RSS feed. RSS feed stands for really simple syndication. So it means that you can syndicate your show to millions of people and all you have to do is upload it to a site. So a podcast, you know, can be uploaded to one of these RSS feeder sites, and then go out to iTunes, to Stitcher, to Google Play, and of course iHeartRadio. So you have many ways that you can listen to a podcast, but at its heart, it's recorded audio meant for on-demand listening.
Everybody can listen.
Everybody can listen.
Part.
And everybody can do one, which is good and bad.
Yeah.
You know, because, yeah, I mean, there are a lot of bad podcasts out there. There's some really good ones. But yeah. The great thing about it is if you have an interest in anything, there is a podcast for
exactly.
you.
Well, speaking of that, you ask our guests on this on our show all the time, like, what's the last podcast they binge? But I want to always know, what was the podcast that really made you fall in love with podcasts?
Well, I'll say the first show was actually This American Life.
Okay.
And I had listened to it maybe on the radio a couple times. And then when it became a podcast, that was like every week, could not wait. In fact, I did the content for Stitcher, so I was the one that made sure all the feeds were updated. So that feed, I would sit there and refresh it on the day it was supposed to
just
come
waiting,
in, just waiting for it to come in. But as far as like pure podcasts go, I really felt I always liked the How Stuff Works podcast when they came out. Those were podcasts that I really enjoyed.
Yeah.
And there were some radio folks who went into podcasting early on. Adam Carolla is one. I really enjoyed listening to Adam. I think the thing I enjoyed most is because I had a little background. Of course, you know, Adam and I worked with a lot of the same people in San Francisco and Los Angeles. And hearing him very kind of begrudgingly become a podcaster because he did not know he wanted to do it. You know, it's just he got fired. He got fired.
Oh, so this was just another opportunity came up.
Exactly. Right. And a friend said, start a podcast, which is something I've suggested to many radio folks. And there's a lot of folks who have started podcasts after they lose their gigs in radio.
Right.
And then he turns it into one of the biggest podcast empires in the world. You know, literally from his garage. And that's where it started, in his garage with his friend who pushed him into it. And the whole time, if you listen to the first episodes, Adam is not sure about it at all. Yeah, that was in 2009 that started.
Since you are the podcast king, can you give us a little history lesson on podcasting?
Well, podcasting was started in 2004. That's the date most people agree on. And it was Adam Curry who, if you don't know, if you're my age, you know who Adam Curry is because he was on MTV. He was a VJ. And a lot of people were like, Adam Curry started podcasting? Yeah, he and another guy, I think Dave Winter is his name, invented it. That they're credited with that. And the term came around in 2004 from an article in The Guardian calling it podcasting. But when it really, really, really happened was 2005. Apple added podcasts to the iTunes store. And that's also around the time when the first iPods came out. So I was actually at the launch of iPod. And didn't know it. I was just moved to San Francisco, and my friend was like, hey, I'm going to take you to this thing. It's Steve Jobs. And I really didn't even know what I was doing. And it was actually the launch of iTunes. And I just remember sitting there. I went to meet Seal. Seal was at the event. I was like, I'm going to go meet Seal. I could care less about the event. And after the event, people were like, what do you think of this new iTunes? And I'm like, nobody's going to pay for this. Nobody's going to pay for music. This is stupid. I got Napster, man.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And I got my first iPod. It was, you know, this big brick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I didn't know about that at all, that you were at the event.
I was at the event, yeah.
It's like all full circle now.
It is crazy. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And you know, and I'll admit, you know, podcasting for me is something that it seemed like a means to an end. And now I look at it more as the beginning of a new medium for broadcasting.
Absolutely.
And it's where, you know, I push a lot of, you know, we're pushing a lot of our radio stations to do more with podcasting because everybody likes on demand. And if you like on demand, then you like podcasting because that is what it is. It's Netflix for audio.
Absolutely. And it's also nice because, well, as a millennial, I feel like my generation is really visual people. So if we read an article, we're always looking for the video component of it. But I've realized more and more that not just my friends, but people my age, they listen to podcasts more than they go on YouTube. You know, like, because if you're commuting or in the car, in the bus, maybe the video won't work. So you're like, oh, you can always have something to listen to. And my friends and I have tried to talk about this, but we don't really get why that is. Like, why do you think podcasting has hooked millennials?
Well, little number for you. 33% of all podcast listening happens with millennials. only 28% of it happens with Gen X, which is my generation. Mm-hmm. You would think that would be the opposite. At least I would have thought, because usually when you think of a podcast listener, it's a middle-aged white dude with a beard. But that is not the case. A lot of millennials are listening. And I think a couple reasons. Like you said, when you're on, you know, especially in the cities, when you're in public transit, if you look around, everyone has headphones on. Mm-hmm. Everyone is consuming audio.
Nobody wants to talk to each
other. Exactly. Yeah. Everybody's consuming audio. So that's one reason. I think another reason is it is a retreat. A podcast is a retreat from all the other shit that's going on in the world. So when you're listening to a podcast, you're in it. You're in it. It's like, it's, you know, a lot of folks don't read books anymore, but it's the same mind. It works the same muscle in your head.
Almost like an audiobook, essentially.
It does, you know, and I think that when you're constantly looking at screens and looking at video and update, it's a job. It certainly, I feel like my phone is the job, and I'm you know, I am anchored to it. And when I'm listening to a podcast, I tend to not do all that other stuff.
Yeah.
You know, I might like maybe look through a news feed or something, but for the most part, I try to just kind of chill, relax, and listen to the podcast. So I think that's it. I think that a lot of the students that I teach like podcasting to do it as well, because it is such a free medium for them. And it is something new, you know, where all of you guys do video.
You just mentioned you teach students.
Yes.
At
the Academy of Art University.
Academy of Art University. And you teach a podcasting class, not just a radio class. So for your students or for anybody listening that have always had an interest in podcasting, what do you think? What is the way to start one?
Well, I'll say this. The first way to start one is to have, first of all, listen to podcasts. I can't tell you how many people tell me, I want to start a podcast. And I'm like, what's your favorite podcast?
And they don't have it. Yeah.
They have no answer. It's like, well, that's the first thing. Know the medium that you want to be in.
Know how it works.
And know it well. And listen to a variety of shows so that you have some ideas of, like, there's these kind of shows and these kind of shows and these kind of shows. There's interview shows and there's storytelling shows and journalism shows. Second of all, have an original idea. You and your thoughts are not interesting to very many people.
Yeah.
Honestly, you could be very funny and very interesting.
Right.
But no one is going to say, I'm going to listen to that podcast because it's got Jimmy's thoughts and feelings. And Jimmy's talking about, you know, things that Jimmy sees in the news. I don't know who Jimmy is.
Mm-hmm.
Those podcasts work if you're a celebrity, because I'm already interested in
your life. Yeah.
Anna Faris. Oh, what is Anna Faris? Oh, I love her. She's so funny. I would listen to her podcast.
Yeah,
exactly. But nobody knows who you are. So have an interesting idea. Try to have a unique, as we say in the marketing business, a USP, a unique selling proposition. And then produce it well. The problem with a lot of podcasts is that they're poorly produced. You know, it's so easy right now to go buy a really good USB microphone, hook it into your computer, and use Audacity, which is free, or Audition is what I suggest, and do a quality recording. Mm-hmm. Then add music, and then edit. Nobody wants to hear all the ums and ahs, and that's the one thing lazy students tell me all the time, which is, I want to hear my ums and ahs because it makes me sound more real. Nobody wants to hear that.
Yeah.
In fact, how many ums and ahs do you have to edit out of my show every week?
A lot.
I'm an um and ah guy.
Right. Which is fine.
But you need to edit that stuff out. And then the other thing is to do it. Do it every day. If you do it once a week, do it once a week. Stay consistent. Don't get into the habit of putting one off for a week. That's really bad for your listeners. And you have to be patient, too. You're not going to build an audience up right away.
Absolutely.
Like, we have podcasts. We have 26 podcasts here in San Francisco. And we are still, the audiences are growing because it's new for most of our listeners. And it's new for the hosts as well. So we have to constantly, like, be patient. You know, this is a new medium. And it is growing and it is expanding. But it doesn't happen overnight for any show. For any show. We're trying to grow this show right now. Mm-hmm. And some days I look at the numbers and I go, what are we doing wrong?
Right.
It's not we're doing anything wrong. It's just not happened yet. And that's the thing that happens with most shows. There'll be an episode. Somebody will share it. Other people will get into it. And then that's what it starts. And then they go back and listen to old episodes. And all of a sudden you've went from a few hundred people listening to an episode to a few thousand. It happens that fast, but you have to be patient.
I like that. And I mean, going back to producing it well, I think a lot of my generation, and I mean, I think podcast listeners they hear better quality now. They don't just like put something on and like, oh, okay, it's whatever. Because I can't tell you how many times I've started a new podcast and I've heard glitches in the audio and stuff that they haven't fixed, and I'm like, oh, I don't want to listen to this anymore, because I want to feel like they care about the podcast enough to put it out and make me want to care about it.
Yeah, I mean, there is a lot of money being put into podcasting right now. So there is a lot of high-quality podcasts. So if you expect to compete with them, you have to be high-quality.
Right.
Now, don't get me wrong. If you're just doing a podcast that about your passion, you know, your passion is purple teddy bears, and you just want to talk about purple teddy bears and find other people that like purple teddy bears, you know, that's a very niche thing, and you know, that's a different story. But even that, do the best you can.
Yeah, that's what it is. Do the best you can. What are your three favorite podcasts at the moment?
Okay, the first one I want to start with is one that almost every guest that has been on this show, all five of them, have said when we've asked them, what was the last podcast you binged? Mm-hmm. And it was S-Town. Now, S-Town came together as a result of a message from an Alabama resident to a producer for Serial. Also, those are all the same guys. Serial, This American Life, they all came out of the same camp. And this guy despises his town and wants to do something about it and wants to investigate this wealthy family who's been bragging about getting away with murder. That's what you think you're getting into when you start the podcast. Where it goes from there is not anything where it starts. This is just a beautifully well-done podcast. It's well-done because you care about the people in it.
Yeah.
They tell a really good story. And it's always I almost get choked up thinking about it, because it is an emotional journey. And when we do good podcasts, we create empathy and we paint pictures and we take you somewhere. And this is what this podcast does.
Yeah, I remember when S-Town came out, I sat on my couch, I listened to all of the episodes at once. I don't think I've ever cried over a podcast as much as I did. Like, you talking about it now makes me think of the episodes and his voice and everything, and it makes me choked up. It was beautiful.
Well, here's a little taste, but I suggest go back, listen to the first one, but here you go.
Something's happened. Something has absolutely happened in this town. There's just too much little crap for something not to have happened. And I'm about had enough of shit town and the things that goes on.
Gorgeous. I mean, his voice gets me every time.
Yeah. Yeah.
It hooks you.
Go listen to that. Finish this one, then go listen to that. Okay. I got another podcast for you.
Yep.
A little more on the fun side. This is one that's been around for a long time. It's WTF with Marc Maron. Now, Marc Maron is a comedian, an actor, and not a lot of people know. If you didn't listen to Air America, he was the host of the morning show on Air America. Now, Air America blew up, and Marc started this podcast, again, about the same time, 10 years ago, when we were starting Stitcher. So I remember Marc came in, and I did a podcast kind of like this one for Stitcher, and we did an interview. And the one thing that Marc did that I think a lot of podcasters have learned from him is Marc will go on every podcast he can, especially when he was starting. He'd go on any podcast he could.
As a guest.
As a guest.
Oh, okay.
Because he's a great guest. And then people would say, he's very funny. Oh, I'm going to go listen to his podcast. So there's another tip for you podcasters.
Ooh.
Go on as many shows as you can so people find out about your podcast. Marc is a great interviewer, and I think Howard Stern is the best interviewer in the world. If you don't think that's the truth, then I don't know what's wrong with you. But Mark's really up there, too. He might be a close second, and he gets interviews. And the thing is, this is a podcast, and he gets interviews with everybody, including President Barack Obama while he was president.
Oh, that's incredible.
Yeah.
I have to listen to that.
Yeah, check it out. Here it is.
Well, you used to live around here.
I did.
Yeah.
I was explaining to folks, Pasadena, these are my old haunts, man.
And do you, how close is that in your memory? Does it come right back? Or?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Through somewhat of a haze. I mean, it was college, so.
How old were you? Like 20, right? 19?
I was 19.
And you live right down the street.
The street.
And it's... How far away from you are you from that guy now? I mean, can you lock into that? Can you find that in yourself?
You know, the truth is,
I'm an entrepreneur. I am fascinated by, you know, business building. We talked to Andy Holloway from Fantasy Footballers last week, and he, you know, the same thing. I think
right.
A lot of folks, you know, if you didn't listen last week, it's a really good interview. But, you know, a podcast is a startup. It's a business, you know. if you want to make money, it is.
Yeah.
So Alex starts with his pitch, how he pitched investors. I never knew that. And because of him, I started a little company. I was like, oh my God, I have an idea for, I have a branded content company. I was like, oh, let's start that. The rest of the seasons are great. They talk about different kinds of people in startup phases, but that first season is brilliant.
That's going on my list.
So check it out.
Are you meeting someone with money?
This is my wife, Nazanin, early one morning a couple months ago, stopping me as I was on my way out the door to do something I'd never done before. Meet a guy who works at a venture capital firm and try to get him to give me money to invest in my business, a podcast business.
There you go. There's my starting point. But here's what I'm going to tell you. If you have an interest, go to iHeartRadio or your podcast provider, and there's curated lists. Go look at those lists. Those lists are done by people who want you to find certain they want you to find good ones because they want you to keep listening to podcasts. Right. At the end of the day, that's one of the other things I love about this business is we all support each other. We just want people to listen to podcasts.
Yeah.
That's why
no matter what company you work for.
I work for iHeartRadio, but we're on iTunes, we're on Stitcher, we're on Google Play. You know, we just want people to listen to podcasts. So go to those curated lists and see what's on there, what's recommended. Find something that you like. If you have a local radio station that you love, go check out their website. Mm-hmm. See if they have a podcast. If they have a podcast, go check it out and see what it's like. You know, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I actually have two of my own.
Okay.
I'm going to suggest. Actually, three.
Okay.
So my first one is Pod Save America, which is by Crooked Media, and it's four guys from that used to work for the Obama administration. They were speech writers and like spokespeople for him. And for someone that maybe not isn't like fully into politics but want to know about what's going on in politics, especially now, this is the greatest one. They add humor to it. They bring in congressmen and people running for office and just tell you how to get involved. And I think if you're not agreeing with the current administration or even if you are, this is such a great podcast to just dive into and get involved and do something to help your country.
I see you and every other person that works in our department tweeting about this show.
It's incredible.
And I've not listened to it, so I'm anxious to hear a taste of it.
This morning, Donald Trump's former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, and his partner and former Trump advisor, Rick Gates, were each indicted on one count of conspiracy against the United States, one count of conspiracy to launder money, one count of acting as an unregistered agent of a foreign principal, two counts of making false statements, and four counts of failing to report foreign bank accounts. Manafort turned himself in.
You forgot is also one count of, but what about the uranium?
All right, so that's Pod Save America. My next one is called Ear Hustle, and they're by Radiotopia. It's actually super interesting. I heard about it through a friend, and it's with two inmates from the San Quentin State Prison and a Bay Area artist. Her name is Nigel Poor. So the two guys are Erlon and Antoine, and they're serving like 30 years to life or 15 years, and everything is done in the prison. They only have a few hours of the day. They have a media lab, they sound design, they edit. Everything has to be done in the prison. And not only that, they have, before they put out the episode, it has to be approved by the information officer at the prison. And Ear Hustle in prison talk means eavesdropping. And so it's just all these different fun interviews and what prison life is like, what having a cellmate is like, or getting a date to get out of prison. And everybody always, they always say, like, people think it, they know because of TV shows what it's like to be in prison, and you never do. So this is really great if you ever wanted to know.
I'm fascinated.
There's only three ways out the SHU: debrief, parole, or a pine box. Me, I accepted the fact that I was going to get out of there in a pine box.
We're going to be hearing a lot about the SHU on this episode, so maybe we should first explain what the SHU is.
The SHU is an acronym that stands for the Security Housing Unit. It's the hole, the box, the dungeon, and in some states, it's called solitary confinement.
All right, and my last one is another shout-out to a show that we do in San Francisco at iHeart. So it's Two Girls, One Podcast with Carolyn McArdle and Sandy Steck. And it is single life over 35 for women over 35. And I'm not in that age range, but it's so relatable. They are hilarious. I come in and I listen to it if there's a new episode. And they're super unfiltered. And if you just want a good laugh, listen to Two Girls, One Podcast.
But I know that there are people that get that have been on Tinder and things happen.
Oh, like, dude, my friend got married from Tinder.
Which, didn't Tinder used to be only, like, it was an unspoken rule that Tinder was only for hookups?
Right.
And now people are getting married. It's like Match.com. What's next? Plenty of fish?
Who knows? I'm sure it's out there. Wow. I'm sure it's out. And they have a kid now, my friend. So it can't, it, there wow. are exceptions to every rule.
Yeah, that show's good for guys too. Yeah. I listen, I laugh.
You do?
I listen. I love it. I listen every week. Well, those are good. So those are starts for you folks that are new to podcasting. And like I said, the best way is to just go and look. Go find some podcasts and listen to them and find something good that you like and then share it with people. That's the other thing. You know, and this business is new and we need people to tell people about podcasting.
Yeah, so share
if you,
it.
Yeah, if you love podcasting, go out and share it. Share this podcast. That would be fantastic. We'd really like that.
Also, go on our iTunes page and rate and review.
Yeah, we need that. Great. That's also a big way to help out your favorite podcasts. You can also follow us. Go on Facebook, Access Podcast, and on Twitter, at Access Podcast 1.
Still waiting.
Still waiting to get the real Access Podcast, but whatever. Follow us there. So I hope you enjoy listening to our special Podcast Week edition of Access Podcast. If this is the first time you've listened to this podcast, go back and listen to some past episodes. We've got some great guests that we've had on over the past. We've been doing the show for almost 2 months, so go check them out. Access Podcast is produced by
Z.
Engineers David Williams and Horace Wong. Artwork by Dalton Runberg. Music composed by Casey Franco. Special thanks to the podcast guru god of iHeartRadio, Chris Peterson, Don Parker, and Katie Wilcox at iHeartRadio San Francisco. You can follow us on Facebook, Access Podcast. Follow me at Maddie Stout, MattyStaudt on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And you can download the iHeartRadio app if you haven't already. Go to the podcast section. Listen, share, and tell your friends. Thanks. Bye.